from which some, having swerved, have turned aside into vain jangling, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. And that's exactly what these people are.
And he specifically said this. I couldn't believe that he said this.
Let's say the rapture takes place and I'm gone, and you're watching this video on YouTube or someplace, and you're just like, wow, the rapture happened. We are really in this time period, and there's a man over the whole world that took over, and he says, now everyone's got to take this mark. And you weren't thinking, and you took a little RFID chip in your hand. And you think, well, what do I do? How can I? Because when Jesus comes, he's going to put me in hell because I took that mark. The Bible told me not to. Look what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 30. Matthew 5:30, he says, and if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. I'll tell you what, if you're in the tribulation and you took that mark of the beast in your hand, you're going to have to cut that hand off. Well, if that's not a work, I don't know what is. It's best not to take the mark, but if you take it, chop it off. You say, well, what about those people that take the mark in their forehead?
And I can't believe the same people will listen to this stupidity and not say, what in the world is this guy talking about? Hit the X button on the computer, turn him off, yeah. Shoot him an email and say, you're a heretic. Yeah.